Alyssa Walker-Campbell. Welcome inside the Quicken Loans Studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, where weekends always start early. And I tell you what, we've got you covered over the next 2 hours. Another outstanding lineup, plenty of college football and NFL talk. But in our first segment tonight, we're going to head up to Dallas. We're going to visit with Chuck Cooperstein, the radio play-by-play voice for the Dallas Mavericks. And it has been a very big week. NBA training camp underway. We want to get the pulse on the 2015-2016 Mavericks, especially after another radical makeover that took place in the offseason. Good evening, Chuck. It's so nice to have you with us.
Always good to be with you, Alyssa. How are you?
I'm very good. Well, another offseason of big moves and the departures of Monte Ellis. Rondo is gone. The veteran center in Tyson Chandler and DeAndre Jordan's decision to back out on his verbal agreement to join the Mavericks. So what is your expectations and just overall perception of this roster? And Chuck, how competitive can they be within the Western Conference?
Well, they can certainly be competitive. Now, again, what's your definition of competitive? Are you saying competitive to win a championship? That's probably unlikely. But can they make the playoffs?
Right.
I think absolutely. Now, so much is going to depend on the health of Chandler Parsons and Wesley Matthews, and when they're able to get back. So far, Parsons has actually done quite a bit during the first week of camp. I think there is a realistic hope from the Mavericks that he'll be able to play opening night in Phoenix. You know, Matthews is coming off just such a severe injury, one which has felled most NBA players, or at least limited them in their return, never allowing them to be the player that they were prior to the injury. But Wes Matthews is a younger player, so they're hoping that the residual effects from this won't be as great. But while Matthews keeps talking about being there for opening night, I think a more realistic expectation for him is around Thanksgiving. The Mavericks' schedule is really difficult at the beginning of the season. There are a lot of road games early in the year. 16 of their first 23 are on the road. So they've got to be able to sort of weather the storm, if you will. And if they can do that, the schedule certainly turns in their favor, you know, in the middle of the schedule where they really may be able to make some hay with the team that they have. But a lot's going to depend on when those guys can come back. And indeed, as long as they're out, can they just sort of tread water and make sure they don't get themselves so buried that they can't make up for lost time?
I think for Maverick fans, this is really just going to be a season of they're going to have to be patient because there's a lot of mystique to this roster and how the season's going to unfold.
There's always mystery when you turn over the roster as much as the Mavericks have the last couple of years. If everything goes right, they could be a really interesting team. I think, you know, bringing in Deron Williams on a 1 year basis, for him to sort of reestablish himself. Now he's not practiced, so far this week because of a calf problem, but the Mavericks don't believe this is a long standing issue. You know, if you bring him in, you bring Matthews in, you bring in a guy like Jeremy Evans, who could be, you know, their latest diamond in the rough project as Brandon Wright was, as Al Farouq Aminu was. Maybe Evans now finally, after 6 years of really being buried in Utah, where he really never was able to crack the rotation, you know, might have a chance to do some things here. And if it all comes together, it looks pretty good, and certainly looks like it could be a playoff team. But at the same time, we know not only do you have really the big six of the West, but the fact is that even the non-playoff teams in the West have improved to the point where every game that you play in the Western Conference is just, it's going to feel like a playoff game. And, you know, you've got to be prepared to deal with that intensity every night, which, though normally in the NBA you don't really have to worry about all the time. But I think for the Mavericks, in order to achieve their goal, and I think the goal this year is to make the playoffs. And what happens once they make the playoffs? Well, you know, you'll take it from there. That's kind of how they have to look at it.
You mentioned the acquisition of the point guard in Deron Williams. A ton of curiosity in terms of, you know, how he's going to fit into Rick Carlisle's offensive system. How do you envision him working with Dirk?
I think actually he'll be really good because, you know, one of Deron Williams' strengths is as a pick-and-roll point guard, and Rick loves to run pick-and-roll, and when you have somebody like Dirk that you're running pick-and-roll with, you know, even in a somewhat diminished state, Dirk is still lethal. Dirk still in the mid-range commands all the respect that a future Hall of Famer deserves. And thus it opens up all kinds of space. And even Deron was kidding the other day, said, yeah, I've got to work on that mid-range pocket shot because that's going to be there for me. And, you know, and Carlisle was mentioning, too, just how well he thought Williams got to the rim last year.
Right.
He was surprised by that. He didn't anticipate in looking at the tape seeing that, given, you know, really how average he played for much of the year. But he saw it to his satisfaction to bring him in. And look, you know, even Deron Williams, a mediocre Deron Williams last year, you know, worst year of his career, averaged 13 points and almost 7 assists. I think the Mavericks would have killed for that last year out of either one of their point guards, Jameer Nelson or Rajon Rondo. So, you know, the issue isn't so much how is he going to fit in offensively. For everybody, the issue is defensively. They just simply have to get better in that area. They've got to stay in front of people, and then when the ball goes up and the ball's missed, they've got to be able to rebound the ball better. They were the worst rebounding team in the league last year, and they ought to be able to do that simply because they're going to be a bigger team than they've been.
Radio play-by-play announcer for the Dallas Mavericks, Chuck Cooperstein, joining us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We got to step aside for a quick commercial break. We'll be back with much more.